This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears has been getting close with a former member of her staff who has a criminal past. The pop star, who's in the midst of a divorce from Sam Asghari, has been spending time since her split with a man named Paul Richard Soltz. As a housekeeper, his duties included cleaning toilets, mopping floors, and picking up trash. Oh, that sleazy panty hamster. A celebrity summer romance is over. Yep. We told you a few months ago about an unexpected romance between comedy legend Bill Murray, 72, and singer Kelis, 44. We hear the milkshake singer was the one who pulled the plug on the relationship, but they remain friends. Murray shares six sons with his ex-wives. Looks like her milkshake is now available. HBO opted not to renew The Idol, the controversial music industry drama from Euphoria creator Sam Levinson that starred The Weeknd. A spokesperson for HBO said, quote, "We have decided not to move forward with a second season. We're grateful to the creators, cast, and crew for their incredible work," unquote. Yes, incredibly awful. Beyonce fans are scrambling after the singer asked concertgoers to wear silver fashions to her Renaissance World Tour from now through September 22nd. She made her birthday wish and said, quote, "We'll surround ourselves in a shimmering human disco ball each night, everybody mirroring each other's joy. Virgo in the House of Chrome," unquote. Tacky! Kanye West and his faux wife, Bianca Censori, were spotted sunbathing in Florence amid their never-ending vacation. They were relaxing at a cabana near a pool. She was wearing a nude bra top and matching bottoms. Censori has been causing a stir all over Italy, wearing skin-tight clothes that has left little to the imagination. Believe me, you don't want to see it.
Dead or alive?
Johnny Gilchrist was a child actor and became world-famous playing Mikey in a series of Life cereal commercials between 1972 and 1986. Dead or alive? Alive! Gilchrist left the entertainment business and is now the director of media sales at New York's Madison Square Garden. And he's in charge of advertising. Pete Davidson is a free man again after splitting with his former Bodies, Bodies, Bodies co-star Chase Swee Wonders. They were together less than a year. Davidson recently had spent several weeks in a rehab being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder. A source said, quote, "He's out and about and doing really well," unquote. Of course he is. Next. Tyrese was ordered to pay his estranged wife $636,000. This after refusing to pay $10,000 per month in child support when he was ordered to do so by a judge. He was held in contempt and the court forced him to pay what was owed and then some. Now, Tyrese has dropped a song called Love Transaction to whine about it. Dalton Gomez has kept a low profile since he and Ariana Grande split, but now he's starting to go out. Yep. The celebrity realtor who's now single after separating from his estranged pop star wife was spotted at Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood, where he was hanging out with a group of people shooting pool. Jeez, hope he didn't eat too many beans.
Idiot of the Week!
Iggy Azalea claims she was forced to stop her concert in Saudi Arabia after she suffered a wardrobe malfunction while performing. Azalea also shouted at the crowd at one point, "Ladies, make some noise! It's a woman's world!" And apparently that sent the authorities over the edge. Uh-huh. This is what you get for performing in Saudi Arabia. Idiot! Dave Chappelle celebrated his 50th birthday at his sold-out Madison Square Garden show. The next night, he shut down the legendary Comedy Cellar to do a private show for his friends and family. Guests included Angela Bassett, newlyweds John Hamm and Anna Osceola, Aziz Ansari, and Chris Rock, which means that Chappelle was not the funniest person in the room. Tyga is slamming ex Blac Chyna for attempting to establish paternity and collect child support for their 10-year-old son. Tyga responded, quote, "I pay $40,000 a year for my son's school, and he lives with me Monday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support?" Unquote. Once again, Blac Chyna being, well, Blac Chyna. Erika Jayne, 52, made her Las Vegas residency debut with numerous costume changes. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star wowed the crowd in several bodysuits in her Bet It All on Blonde show. Jayne is currently being sued for millions by an LA costume designer, while her estranged husband, Tom Girardi, is facing embezzlement charges.
Guilty!
Looks like things are heating up between Jeremy Allen White and Ashley Moore. The two were photographed heading to a hot Pilates studio in West Hollywood just 3 weeks after they first sparked romance rumors. Following the sweat session, the Bear star popped off his top, putting his chiseled abs on full display. Life is good for White. Shirt off, chef!
The Trash Bin.
Mitchell Musso, best known for starring on the Disney Channel's Hannah Montana, was arrested in Texas. The former child star, who spent 10 years on various popular Disney Channel shows, was arrested for public intoxication, theft, and failure to appear in court. Oh, those crazy Disney Channel kids just seem to grow up to be great role models.
The news wrap-up.
Former President Donald Trump used Twitter for the first time since his suspension from the platform, sharing his mugshot. Japan Airlines was voted best international airline in a recent poll. iPhone 15 production began in India as Apple diversifies from China. Meta identified a Chinese disinformation campaign that generated positive news about China and criticized the U.S. Nice try, China.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Equalizer 3 is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Zach Bryan's self-titled album debuts at number one.
The number one app.
Once again, it's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Killers of the Flower Moon by David Grann is the top-selling nonfiction book.
Selena Gomez has been a busy woman. Her cosmetics company, Rare Beauty, has exploded, and her startup company, Wondermind, seeks to raise awareness about mental health, depression, and addiction issues. Tennis superstar Serena Williams was so impressed with Wondermind's mission statement, she personally invested $5 million into Gomez's company. Selena continues to be featured in the Hulu hit comedy Only Murders in the Building, now in its third season, and her documentary My Mind and Me on Apple TV Plus was a breakaway success on the streamer. Now Selena's back with a new song, which we love. Here's Selena Gomez with the song of the week, Single Soon.
Should I do it on the phone? Should I leave a little note in the pocket of his coat? Yeah. Maybe I'll just disappear. I don't wanna see a tear. And the weekend's almost here. I'm picking out this dress, trying on these shoes. Cause I'll be single soon. I'll be single soon. I know he'll be a mess when I break the news. But I'll be single soon. I'll be single soon. I'ma take who I wanna. Picking out this dress, trying on these shoes. Cause I'll be single soon. I'll be single soon.
That was Selena Gomez with the song of the week, Single Soon. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.